Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Andy Hill has over 30 years experience as a producer, crisis management consultant, policeman, public speaker, and actor. He has appeared on almost all major network news shows as a law enforcement consultant. He is a Medal of Valor recipient. He was the lead PIO, Public Information Officer, for Super Bowl 42 and the 2009 NBA All-Star Game. Now, what does God do to prepare a man and to use a man with such capacity in his life? At some point, God touched the heart of Andy Hill. He's here to share his story with us. And that's why we pause at the beginning of our broadcast to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. The same Jesus who Andy knows, you can know. And that there is always hope in Christ, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing. He who died on the cross for your sins and mine and Andy's, who shed his blood on that cross, he who was buried and rose again on the third day, he is calling you. He is alive and calling you to himself. Dear friend, would you open your heart to Jesus Christ? That indeed is our hope. That is our prayer. Andy attended the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York City, and he's appeared in many films and television shows. He holds a bachelor's and master's degree in the administration of justice from American University in Washington, D.C. He's also a graduate of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI National Academy, and the Drug Enforcement Administration's Drug Unit Commander's Academy. Andy, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny.
Andy, where did you grow up?
I grew up on Long Island and in New York City, back and forth. Started out in Bethpage on Long Island, went to high school out there, and then I went to college down in Washington, D.C. at American University, and then I returned back to New York after my graduate work was done.
What is it about New York that drew you back?
Well, it's a great city. It's eclectic. It reminds me a lot of the way Hawaii is, you know, all different places, all different creeds, all different colors. It's a melting pot. It's a true representation of God's great creation of making us so different and each one of us so valuable. So I feel very comfortable there.
Growing up in New York, there on Long Island, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, I was really blessed to have a great family. I come from a Jewish background. My mom and grandparent, grandmother, and step-grandfather were survivors of the Holocaust, and they were great teachers to me of what it's like to be a good person. And it was because of them, I think, that I had a great basic understanding and appreciation for life and for all the good things. And of course, I grew up in a neighborhood which was very different. There were Catholics, there were Greeks, blacks, Jews, you know, Hispanics, everybody, and of all creeds and colors. So it was a great way to grow up.
Hmm. When you reflect back, what lesson or maybe one or two things you remember, insights from having such a melting pot experience growing up?
Well, there were a couple of things, and that's a great question, by the way, because for me, I grew up without any hint of racism or prejudice. I didn't even think about looking at others differently or I was better than anybody else because I was never raised to do anything but appreciate everybody. And so I'm very thankful for that. I got a good basic nature of just acceptance of all peoples and celebration of diversity. I got through my family, so I really appreciate that. And then I also got family history that made it clear to me how fortunate I was to be born and live in the United States of America, that the opportunities here are magnificent, while at the same time respecting the cultures and past of all peoples.
You know, sometimes we take that for granted. Many of us do. What would you say to someone today who hasn't given that much of a thought, the wonder, the marvel of the opportunity that we have to live here in America? What would you say to them?
Well, I think we all have to find our own way. And as we do that, I would just encourage everybody to seek the truth. You know, sometimes I think we forget that how important it is to ask the right questions. You know, you're asking great questions of me, and we have to ask those great questions and right questions of ourselves. And what are the most important questions? And then we have to look for the honest answer. And I think when you look at our lives and this country, we have made tremendous progress, but we've made a lot of mistakes too. But we have to be able to be forward and admit our mistakes and work to correct them, at the same time acknowledging that there is a creator. And I think that's the great thing about America, is the fact that it was founded on the desire to have all those good things. Even though we're not perfect, we certainly can still reach out and try and seek those things, the right answers, and to be truthful and have true freedom.
Andy, how did you become a Christian?
Well, it began, I think, as a young man. You know, when I was a child, I always believed in God. There wasn't a time when I didn't, for some reason. And I remember having a conversation with my father when I was a little kid going to Hebrew school. On the way back in the car, and I asked my father if he believed in God, and he said, "Well, I think so, and I'm pretty sure." And then he asked me, "Do you believe in God?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, I know there's a God." So I've always known that God has existed. And when I went to college, I started to just question a few things about my own life, and I'd always had an interest in film and movies, and I went to, the acting school when I was younger in New York, and I went home that first summer after college, and I read the book Ben-Hur, A Tale of the Christ. Now, I didn't read it because it was Ben-Hur, A Tale of the Christ. I read it because it was Ben-Hur, and it was a great movie, and everybody, I wanted to see it. But when I read the novel, I realized that Lew Wallace, and learned that he had written that book after going to the Middle East to disprove the resurrection and the existence of Jesus Christ. But as he spent time there, he ended up falling to his knees and committing his life to Christ. And that's how the title Ben-Hur, The Tale of the Christ, came about. And that had an influence on me to the extent that I said, I need to find out more about this Jesus. So on my own, at the end of that summer, I picked up a New Testament and I read it. And that's where I realized, either Jesus Christ was a liar, or he was crazy, or he's the Son of God. And he's my Messiah. And I wanted to know the truth. And that's when I committed my life to him.
Andy, as you explain the process of your journey, you mentioned that you went to Hebrew school, you have a Jewish background. How did your parents, how did your family respond to your conversion?
Well, nobody responded with anger or hostility, but the big challenge for them was that they were Jewish. And one of the great lies that exists is that, if you're a Jew, you can't believe in Jesus, which we know is a lie. It's one of the many lies that exist in the world. Jesus was Jewish, so, that's the truth. So even though men have created religions and denominations, the fact of the matter is Jesus was a Jew, and therefore it doesn't matter where you're from. He receives all of us. So with my family, it was a matter of working through that process. Eventually, my sister became a strong believer in Christ. My father and I had great times of prayer together. My mom always struggled with it, basically, because she had a difficult time with some of the things that happened in the Holocaust. And one of my grandmothers, she eventually told me a story at the end of her life that I'd never heard, which was about her mother. When her mother was arrested by the Nazis and was about to be taken on a train to leave probably for Auschwitz. I'm never able to find out exactly where that was. But my grandmother went to say goodbye to her mother, and her mother yelled from the train as the train was leaving. She yelled, "Margaret, I made myself a Christian." And I never heard that story until the end of my grandmother's life when she was in her 90s. So that was a great experience for me, too, just to confirm that I probably had people praying for me from before the time I was born.
You know, many of us don't reflect long enough about what you just mentioned, that there, for someone who is a believer in Jesus, there are people that we probably don't even know who have prayed for us. And even people, you know, in our past, and in our past genealogy, who have prayed down the line, so to speak, by faith for a great-great-great-grandson one day to be a believer, to come to know Jesus, to possibly even have influence. You have acknowledged that, Andy Hill, of how your great-grandmother may have been praying for you. You know, today, someone that's listening, they're in that process of their journey, and they themselves are perhaps wondering, even in this point of connection, that could it be that someone is praying for me? Maybe they're at a point, you know, maybe they're at a point where they're feeling very much alone because of their situation. Could it be? Could it be that God has sent Andy Hill to speak to you, to share his story, heart to heart, and through something like this, remind you that God loves you, dear friend. God knows you, and there's a purpose and plan for your life. Andy Hill is an actor. He has been on major network news shows as a law enforcement consultant. And he'll share more about his exciting journey when we come back. Stay with us more with Andy Hill.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
You're listening listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, make a note of this. Liftupamerica.org. Liftupamerica.org, our guest today. Andy Hill will talk more about that. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so grateful that you're with us today. He is an actor. He is a law enforcement specialist, a consultant. He has been on major network news. He has played a key role in Super Bowl 42 and the 2009 NBA All-Star Game. Andy Hill is with us. Andy, before our break, you were talking about your journey to Christ. As a follower of Christ, it sounds like you learned these things somewhat early in your life. You mentioned the movie Ben-Hur. You mentioned how the origination of that old movie, the book itself, spoke of a Christian testimony. Now, how did you get connected or find your passion in acting?
My father always enjoyed acting, and he, on the side, would be in community theater. My mother was a pianist, a concert quality pianist, and so I always had a connection to show business and some of those things. And when I was a younger kid, I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, so I always wanted to give it a shot at some point. And after I went to graduate school, I knew that I was going to have to make a career move some way or another, and I had an offer from the FBI, and I had an offer maybe to go and try acting. So I said, well, I'll give it a chance for a couple of years and see what happens. So I was an actor, and in New York City, and my job was I was a midnight bellhop at the Park Lane Hotel in Manhattan. That's how I made a living while I started pursuing my acting career. And I had a lot of bit parts. I was never a star, but I was thinking about leaving the business. And one day, a friend of mine told me that they were casting for a movie about Jesus called The Jesus Film, and this is about 1979. And I said, well, that sounds interesting. They were looking for 6 American actors to have small roles in the film. And the great part was you got to go to Israel for a month while they shoot it. And so I auditioned with a number of people I knew. And eventually I was picked as one of the 6 to be a part of the Jesus Film. And the deal was, after you went to the Middle East and shot the film, then you had to come back and travel the country to promote it. And so I spent a year and a half after shooting the film traveling to my portions of the United States, which I was assigned to, and doing all kinds of media interviews and speaking in churches to promote the Jesus Film. And that's the same Jesus Film that today is in almost, I think, about 300 languages and has been seen by over 1 billion people. I think it's the most widely viewed film in history.
Mm. It had an influence on my life when I was a child. So you impacted me, brother.
Well, my only real line in the movie that I ended up staying in the film was, you know, that leads up to the parable of the Good Samaritan. And Jesus asked, what's the foremost commandment? And my line was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. So that was a privilege and an honor to have that verse. And that stuck with me forever, because what I learned after saying that line so many times was that my neighbor is the next person I run into, the next person that God brings to me. And I have to think about that person and what is their need and not my own. So it was a great life lesson for me, as well as an opportunity in the career at that time.
What did it feel like to be a part of that movie?
It was a great experience. We went to Israel, and in that year, when we were there, the peace treaty was signed between Begin and Sadat and Jimmy Carter at Camp David. Mm-hmm. So I was in Tel Aviv when it was signed, so we were part of the celebration. It was a great feeling to be in Israel, in Tel Aviv, with 100,000 people in the square celebrating what was at that time probably the most encouraging news in a long time for this country. and you know, so many horrible things that happened, but here was an encouragement that there would be peace. So it was a wonderful experience in a lot of ways. And then traveling the country for me, out west and in you know, middle America, and meeting so many wonderful people that that knew the Lord, that was great for me too. I really appreciated that. And I met some great mentors in Christ, and someone that I stayed with in Phoenix, I was so taken by as someone who I felt really loved the Lord and knew Jesus Christ personally, to the point where I moved. I left show business and moved with my new young family out to Phoenix to start life out there and be around some of that fellowship.
Wow. You know, acting FBI, not very many people have the opportunity to make that choice. It seems like there was a parallel acting, but there was also this the other side of it was law enforcement, your training in administration of justice from American University. You know, where did that passion emanate from?
You know, I'm not sure where that came from, except when I moved to Phoenix, I needed a job. And it was a recession back then in 1982. And I worked at a mine. I work all kinds of odd jobs, but the only place that was really hiring was the police department. And I, after fasting and praying, the Lord said, you know, do what's in front of you. And so I said, all right, I'll try being a policeman. I got the education. Let's see if how I like the job. So I joined the Phoenix Police Department, and I did that for the next 26 years because I loved it so much. And it was great work. It was a great profession. And unfortunately, it's becoming tainted today, not for the truth, but because of certain isolated incidences, which of themselves are bad, but they've shed a light and caused a critique of our law enforcement officers that I think is not deserved. And we really need to kind of sit back again and ask the right questions and get back to the truth. But for me, it was a great profession. I still do it on a consulting basis. Police officers, far and away, the majority are wonderful, awesome folks that are risking their lives every day. And we don't pay them to die. We pay them to help people, to save people. And so it's still a great profession. And for me, it provided me opportunity also where I was able to keep my hand in show business and produce some shows and continue to have my hand in it as an actor as well when on my time off. So I'm very thankful for that whole experience.
Now, you appeared on almost all major network shows as a law enforcement consultant. What was the context of your appearances there?
Well, the last 5 years on the job when I worked for the Phoenix Police Department, and it was a great career because I worked in so many different details and I did so much, but the last 5 years I was a spokesperson or a public information officer for the Phoenix Police Department. Unfortunately, we had two very serious serial killer cases going on at the same time in Phoenix. And I was the lead public information officer during that time. And as a result of that, I ended up spending a lot of time on network TV as those cases developed. The Phoenix Police Department did a great job. Eventually they were solved. The public helped. Tragically, many people lost their lives and many people were injured during those two serial killer cases. But that's what kind of projected me out into the consulting business on networks during that time. And I continued it for a short time afterwards, but I prefer to be behind the scenes now and consulting and helping others do things. And so that's where I spend a lot of my time, but and also developing some other projects.
Well, talking about behind the scenes, you're part of a program, Lift Up America. What is that program? What's the focus, the purpose of Lift Up America?
I appreciate you asking. I've just joined that program in Arizona. I'm kind of new to it, but I do know. It's interesting how it came about. There's a guy named Dave Hanna who founded Athletes in Action. You might remember that or know that organization.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave, after doing that, started to look at some of what other ways he could help. And I hope I'm speaking correctly for him, but he had a heart for the inner city youth, those youth at risk, the high school dropout rate that's been ever increasing. And he brought some folks together and developed a program which has been tested that is geared towards schools where from middle school till the end of high school, The schools themselves can take this program where these, what they're called ambassadors for compassion, teach life skills to young people. Dignity, integrity, honesty, what does it mean to work hard? How do you cope with family issues? And it's been tested and has done very well so far in at least six states that I'm told. And when it was presented to me and I got to meet Dave Hanna, and I felt like I could help in Arizona by bringing law enforcement in, because police officers and first responders and have always responded to schools and had part in school programs. So I felt it was a great opportunity to get a lot of people involved to work on a good project. So that's the latest thing. I'm hoping that in Hawaii it will take off as well, that there'll be interest. And I've had some meetings here with some folks that are interested in maybe doing that. You already have some great school programs in Hawaii, but I think that whatever we can do to help those young people get a better grip on life, I think it's greatly needed today. If we can get them to get that education and stay in school and finish, then they have a better chance in life to have good work and good jobs and promotion and provide for their families.
We talked about your upbringing early on in our first segment, but as you speak, Andy Hill, I hear a voice of care, someone who has seen the dregs of life, and at the same time, your heart is such that you care. It hasn't seemed to harden you, but there's still a tenderness, a softness to humanity, a softness towards people. I would imagine a lot of it has to do, maybe all of it has to do with your relationship with Jesus Christ. But when we come back, can we go back and talk a little bit about how you maintained a level of tenderness? You know, we live in a hard world. We live in society where we're faced with challenges. It would be easy for all of us to just turn a deaf ear to the needs of those around us. You talked about loving your neighbor as yourself, part of the movie, well, from Scripture, something Jesus taught us. When we come back, can you share a little bit about that and the tender heart and Lift Up America? More with Andy Hill, a man of faith, a man of skill, a man of courage, and a man of tenderness for his fellow man. And he'll be back to share more with us, heart to heart with you, dear friend, when we come back. Stay with us. You don't want to miss it now. We'll be back in just a moment.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Carrie Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Carrie Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, most of us are shielded from it. You know, we get the filtered versions through the news, whether you read about it or see videos through your handheld device or the computer or the television, or you read the newspaper, you get the information there. But again, it's filtered. You're a law enforcement officer. You have to be on the scene. You're hearing about it firsthand, or you are actually there talking about it for sources that are going to be, you know, conveying that information, filtering it to the public. We are the public. Our guest today, Andy Hill, is the insider. He knows what it's like to be there. Police officer for 26 years, now a law enforcement consultant. He's seen a lot. He's been around. But as you hear him speak, he speaks with a tender heart. How is it possible, I ask? How can it be for someone to have such a tender heart? I wonder if it has something to do with his relationship with God, his faith in Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Andy Hill is with us. Hey, this website, you can connect with Andy and really an organization that he's helping to promote. He's working behind the scenes. It's called liftupamerica.org. Well, Andy, how do you do it? How do you maintain that tender heart for people after seeing so many atrocities?
I think you have to make a decision in your life at some point. You know, what do you want to be like? Do you want to live the truth? Do you want to live love? Do you want to forgive? I mean, God gives us a choice. And I don't know that we all have the same fair opportunity. I believe that even if we don't in this life, that God gives us a chance at some point to know him and to choose him. But only he can give you that tender heart. And it came at a great price. You know, once you begin to look at Jesus Christ and you look at history and you look at what happened, how God became man, came down to earth, lived his life like any other person would, but lived it perfectly in relationship to the God the Father. You look up in the heavens and you see the stars and the sky and the moon and the immense size of the universe. And then you look at ourselves and we say, wow, we have a limited life. We are like blades of grass that grow and then we wither. What more? There's got to be more to life than that. And those are the questions I asked myself and I wanted to know. And I realized that, you know, I am a sinful man. And without Christ, there is no hope. He came down and took all of history, and on the cross, he changed it. He rightened the whole world before God the Father. And it's free. And the cost was paid by God and his Son. And we can be filled with his Spirit, and he can change us, and we can have the power to do, to be sober. We can have the power to love, the power to be merciful and kind. It doesn't mean that we don't have to be tough. And one of the struggles in being a police officer was you still have to go out and do the job. Police officers or cops, citizens on patrol, are there to protect the public. So you have to do what you have to do, and it's okay. You know, King David struggled with that tremendously in the Bible. You know, he was a warrior. He was a warrior king. But he was also a compassionate man, and he always struggled through a lot of things like we all do. So none of us are perfect, obviously, and I certainly am least. But by the grace of God, you know, his truth does reign, and all things are possible through him.
Now, you have been in a way, you know, in this combat, the combat zone of society in America, in Phoenix, Arizona. Have you seen the effects of drugs that have really stolen lives, taken its toll on people? What has your experience been like with regard to drugs?
Well, there's another great question. I spent 8 years of my 26-year career in law enforcement in narcotics enforcement. I supervised street drug squads. I supervised undercover squads. I supervised conspiracy squads. I was on loan to the Drug Enforcement Administration and supervised a drug enforcement task force. And what all of us who've worked in that business understand is that it isn't about, you can't fix it with law enforcement only. There's got to be education. There's got to be treatment. And there has to be enforcement, and they all go together. And the only way to help people is really, one, to make sure your laws are there and consistent, but two, that you have to afford those that are already under the scourge of addiction have a way out and to help them out. One of the things that I did and was part of was being able to put people together, collaborate and work on projects to try and bring all those components together of treatment, education, and enforcement. In Arizona, and by the way, it's only happened twice that I'm aware of in the country where an entire state's media all came together and donated time and to show, to have a documentary show and have treatment and counseling together. It's happened twice, and I'm aware of it, and both times in Arizona. One was Crystal Darkness in 2008 in Arizona, and the other time was this past January 13th of 2015. Where the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and the Arizona Broadcasters Association and law enforcement and everybody came together one night where every TV and radio station donated a half hour of time and what's called a roadblock and aired this documentary. And we had counselors, 100 counselors volunteer. All components of the community came together and 1 million households heard this program and hundreds of people called in to get help. And that's because people work together. And this is about loving your neighbor. You know, it all comes back to the same lesson I learned when I was much younger, that our neighbor is the next person we come to. The addiction rates in our country, in America, are astounding. 90% of the demand for illegal drugs in the world is in the United States of America. The overdose death rate amongst young people is skyrocketing. The addiction rate to prescription drugs that are opiate derivative prescription drugs, just is the same thing as heroin. It comes from the same derivative of opium, are skyrocketing. And we have a huge problem in this country, and it's continuing to get worse, and it needs to get more recognition. And even though some people say those are victimless crimes, it's not just the people who are using, but it's those people that are selling. That's a real problem. So we have to attack all those angles and do it with love and care, but it's got to be a firm hand, and you have to provide people with opportunities in treatment. So it's a big task, but we really do need to continue to go after it and not just legalize everything, because obviously then we're giving up and we'll have no hope for so many young people.
Well, even as you describe it, Andy, it sounds overwhelming to the point where someone who's listening might just turn off the ears of their conscience just to be able to not have to think about it, not have to think about what is going on. Sometimes ignorance really is bliss. But I wonder if at some point you need to select more specifically a focused area that you can contribute to. You seem to have done that. What area do you feel, you know, you in the big problem that you are most effective at in terms of your contribution?
I think I'm best at bringing people together. I do real well when I can stay behind the scenes. I don't want attention for myself, but there's so many people that are so talented and more skilled than me that can do things. And just bringing those people together, volunteering is a great thing, you know. So I feel like what I'm to do is just wherever God leads me. At this point in my life, you know, he takes me in different directions. I think we're all able to do something. And it doesn't have to be a big project with, you know, thousands of people. It can be one person. Because if you change one life, what a tremendous impact you're having. And God can change anybody's life. So he's never limited. And he'll honor your efforts. And it's not because of our efforts that we succeed, it's because of our faith in him. Because we can't control much of anything, but what we can do is put ourselves out there and be willing to try. So it's a great experience, it's a great journey, you know, having a relationship with God. There's so much to see and learn, it's never ending, and you don't have to ever worry about giving up, because he'll always be there for us. You know, he says, I'll never leave you or forsake you, so, and that's true.
You know, you've got the formal training, a bachelor's degree, your graduate degree in American Justice, Administration of Justice from American University in Washington, D.C. You're a consultant, so obviously people, you know, they come to you with problems. They come to you hoping that you would help them find a solution or solutions to their problems. Having said that, I think to myself, Andy Hill, you are an idea man. Maybe the scripture talks about wisdom, a person of insight. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about how you have become an idea man, helping to solve problems, helping to collaborate, networking with others, bringing people together. I want to know, how does God give you ideas? What's your process? What goes on in the mechanics of the mind or heart of Andy Hill? Hey, if Andy's willing to share that with us, I think we can learn some lessons, maybe even how God speaks to us today. Andy, could you share some when we come back?
Absolutely.
More from Andy Hill. Hey, a man of wisdom, a man of insight. You know, a lot of that comes from experience. The process of experience is invaluable, and Andy Hill will share his insights with us to make a difference in all of our lives when we come back. Anika, you don't want to miss this now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you know, at some point, you do need to step out and make a difference. Stick your neck out there a little bit or reach out your hand to make a situation better. And we could do many things, but if we're thoughtful about it, prayerful, maybe we can confide in others and share our situation and they can give us insight and input. When we stick out our neck or when we reach out our hand, we do it with a bit more strategic impulses. It could yield much more fruit along the way. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Our guest today is Andy Hill. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Andy is a man of wisdom. He's a consultant. You know, consultants, you go out and then and talk with them because you have a problem. You want them to help you solve those problems. They're idea people. Andy, as an idea person, when people come to you with problems, when organizations, when law enforcement organizations want to get your input, where do you go to find answers, to find solutions?
Well, the first thing I always do is, I try to make sure I always do, is pray about the situation first, get a sense of, you know, asking for God's leadership and blessing and discernment so that I know whether it was a good thing or not. And to be able to serve, I want to be able to serve people. And the next thing you have to do is kind of determine what exactly the problem is. If you can grasp it, you can't help somebody unless you really understand clearly what the problem is. And that comes from asking the right questions. And so the people that you're trying to help have to be honest with you. Transparency, integrity, honesty. In order to deal with a situation or a problem, which may not just be a problem, may just simply be the way things are, you have to have all the facts and you have to know exactly what you're dealing with. So, and the people you're trying to help have to really be truthful and honest with you. And once you know and get a start to get a sense of what the real issues are by asking the right questions and doing the right research, then you can come up with a way to work through it. And it doesn't really matter whether it's one person you're helping or an entire organization or an entire population. Once you understand what the situation is and what the problems are, then you can come up with a way to address them. And then it requires those people that are able to handle and make those changes or affect those changes or work on those changes, you have to bring them in and they have to be committed to serving and making and helping those things to come to pass. And that's how you do it. And it may take a long time. It may not take much time at all. Sometimes things can be solved very quickly. But if your motives and your authority are the appropriate authorities and motives, then you will be able to make a difference as long as you commit yourself to doing it and trust God with the results. So every one of us is capable. We all have specific, we have great capacities in one way or another, and exercising them is a great way to do it and to grow.
Andy, this is, as you've shared those insights, there's a certain level of practicality that comes with it too, and you've given us some handles to grab onto in this the roller coaster of life, more personally. Andy, how has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
Well, we all have them. And so it's no surprise that we all have difficult times. For me, it's learning to lean on Christ. You know, when you have to deal with grief, you have to go through the stages of it. You may as well not try to fight the grief, but you may as well allow yourself to experience those stages. And when you have a difficult situation to go through, you have to work through it too. You can choose not to, but you're just, you know, putting off the inevitable. So the difficult times do come. We don't ask for them. We don't wish for them. We don't ask to be tested. But when they do come, you know, we need to know that we do have a rock that we can lean on. And that rock is God. It's Jesus Christ. He'll fill you with his Holy Spirit. It doesn't take away the suffering or the pain in that process. But if you endure it, there'll come that day when things will get better. And there's really no secret to it. It's just the example that already exists in Jesus Christ. You know, he put himself on that cross, and what he did was he gave the entire world a chance to be right.
What is your favorite scripture?
Well, I always go back to the one I had in the film, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. It's really two scriptures in a way, loving God and loving others. So it's really two things. But I have so many. I mean, the Beatitudes are something I think about every day and so many others. And the other part of it is making time with God, having that time and, you know, renewing your spirit and your heart, your soul, your mind each day. So spending time with God, and that's really important with whatever you're doing. Before you move forward, you need to spend time with God and learn all the wonderful things there are. It's such a great life. There's so many great things to do and see and feel and hear and experience in the Lord, and he's the one that created them all.
It happens quite regularly, Andy Hill. When we have our program, there's probably someone who's listening right now who's going through a challenge in their own life. They have problems that they need some solutions for. And maybe something that you said triggered an idea, triggered a thought. But you talked about prayer and how you pray for God to guide you. And I'm wondering if today you could lead in a prayer for our listener right now who may be challenged in their own life situation. Could you pray?
Absolutely. Father Please. God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit of God, we commit our time to you now. We think about each and every heart and soul out there, everyone who's listening, all those who are listening who have family members that are in need, wherever you are, whoever you are. We do trust you, dear God, with all of these souls, with all of these issues, all the problems, each individual. We pray for each person to come to know you, to trust you. And we look so forward to the joy and the future. We also know that there are difficulties in the past. We ask each heart out there to forgive as they are being forgiven and to turn to you, and you would save them. And we thank you and praise you for that wherever each soul is, that they come to know you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Andy, I appreciate your heart. I appreciate your openness and the level of eloquence by which you have shared your story with us. You've taken us on a very incredible journey that I'm grateful to have gone on with you. As a parting shot, maybe another word, in this season of your life, what are you most excited about?
Well, besides being able to get one foot in the other without hurting myself, I'm excited that I have children and grandchildren that know the Lord, and I'm very excited about the fact that we're getting closer every day to God. And I'm very thankful I'm so blessed, Danny, to have the opportunity to meet and know people, to spend time with you, with Chaz, some of the people here. Every day I'm meeting new wonderful brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, Jamie and all the folks around you and all those others, mm-hmm. I'm very thankful for all of them. So every day I am so blessed, and there's a new neighbor to meet. So I'm very much appreciative of all that.
Well, the word goes forth, and the appreciation, gratitude, a thankful heart, I believe that really pleases the Lord, and it does something in us as we express our gratitude for the Lord and for one another. Dear brother, I thank you for your time. Thank you for coming in, sharing with us. It's been you're a gift, and it's been a blessing to have you with us on our show.
Thank you, Danny.
Dear one, as you've been listening today, it is indeed our hope that you've been encouraged by the story of Andy Hill. You can find out more about him and find out about one of his great causes right now, liftupamerica.org. You know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, look, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? That certainly is our hope and our prayer. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. We've got a special presentation for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, go there and click Partners. Proverbs 22:11. One who loves a pure heart and who speaks with grace will have the King for a friend. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Andy Hill. Find out more at liftupamerica.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Lantai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Magata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.